World War III has begun. The one defining, devastating facet of this war is that only one side is engaged. Only one side is on high alert, filing into the trenches and preparing themselves psychologically for the next battle. Most Americans are still under the false impression that we are at peace with the world. Europe may be in crash and burn mode, but life in the United States is still business as usual. Oh, we have our problems, but they are nothing a new resident in the White House can't fix. I can't blame them. This world war bears little resemblance to the first two, which were fought with massive armies gathered on a single battlefield. The enemy in World War III is stealthy, blending in with the rest of us normal folks, and operating on several fronts with an emphasis on patience and psychological tactics. It's difficult for most Americans to recognize these intermittent battles as one coherent war, and they definitely don't know where or when to expect the next attack. It could erupt in their city, their neighborhood mall, their favorite restaurant or bar. But usually, it's in someone else's. They see only bits and pieces of this war, skirmishes here and there. It's hard to connect the dots. The enemy's attacks come in fits and spurts, but when they come, they are devastating to national psyche. As time wears on and the war progresses, the attacks will get closer together, closer to home, and more horrific. The reason they are so devastating is because they can come against soft targets, people eating in restaurants, partying at nightclubs, riding trains, catching a sporting event, or out celebrating a national holiday. World War III is being fought for a singular prize, Western civilization, and who gets to run the world.